man. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West. Uncovered a fabulous vein of gold. But because Grass Valley offered abundant water and feed, the first and later settlers became stock ranchers. And as our story opens in the 1870s, it is to one of those comfortable ranch houses nestled in a green canyon near Boston Ravine that a huge, red-faced, bearded man is riding.
Oh, hello there. Oh. Hey, Dibley. Dibley, Saul.
Yeah,
all right. Mr. Walker ain't here, eh, Jim?
I told you he wouldn't be, didn't I?
Well, you ought to know. You work right here at the ranch.
He drives me to town regularly on this day of the week.
Where's that emerald you told me about?
Follow me, Mike. In St. Walker's bedroom.
Right. How do you happen to know where it is, but...
The old Jesus showed it to me a couple of times. He kind of took a liking to me. Reckon he wouldn't like me so much if he knew I had Jack Herzog make up a paste emerald as a dead ringer for it. Come over here to this bureau, Mike.
I wouldn't think Mr. Walker'd keep a valuable jewel in a bureau drawer.
We trust people. Seems so bad. How do you like the look of that, Mike?
Aye, Sunday. That ain't a beauty.
Worth plenty of money, ain't it?
It sure is, Jeb. Worth plenty. All right, Jeb, I'm with you. I just wanted to know.
I'll take the real emerald and put the paste one in the box. Mr. Walker won't be able to tell the difference. Come on, Moose. Now we'll show the real emerald to Jack Herzog and let him sell it for us.
Sister, what did you want the one to see before?
Oh, I do not know. All I can say, Poncho, is that we got word in Nevada City to come and see him.
Right over there, Senor Walker?
No, no, Chico.
No?
Wait, Poncho.
I've seen that one before.
What's his name, Sister?
I cannot recall the name, but he deals in gems and precious stones.
Or used to in San Francisco.
What do I get down here? I'm the den in the trail.
Yeah, no matter about him, except that I like to remember names.
But don't be stopped down there.
Wait, Poncho, I see them. When we ride around that bend, we will no doubt meet them face to face.
We can find some more about Senor Walker, Sister.
Well, he's a fine man, amigo, but not a good businessman.
You shall find your one Senor Walker's grandfather, a prospector.
A prospector and explorer.
Explorer, too, huh?
Yes. For a long time, he made his headquarters in Mexico City. And I have heard talk that he found precious stones that belong to the Aztecs.
Very good matter. I'll go around the bend now.
Yeah. They're not far from Senor Walker's rancho now.
Look, Sister. Two hombres there. They're looking for something.
What is that, senor? What the idea of speaking
about? Oh, we said nothing of the kind, young senor.
Chico, he's on the gun.
Not that kind of man. Hold. How should I have a gun? Shut out your hand, hombre. Next time, do not draw on Chico, no? Let me give you some advice, young senor. Do not be so reckless with those guns of yours. The next hombre might choose to kill.
Well, don't leave none of your yap, stranger.
He's not talking to you. Just remember that in the future, young senor, if you want to stay alive. Come, Pancho. Let's get to the rancho.
Get out.
Get out.
Run out.
Hey, Moose. You suppose them two strangers got a look at this emerald back there?
Yeah, I got it.
And quit worrying.
From now on, until he sells it for us, we'll let Jack Herzog do the worrying.
All right. Here's his plate.
Oh.
Just the same. I ever meet up with that big hombre again.
Oh, quit your belly aching, Deb. Come on.
Howdy, Jack. I should talk business with you for a minute.
Come in. Howdy, Moose.
Howdy.
Jack, take a look at this emerald.
Where'd you get this?
Never mind. How much can you sell it for and how soon?
That's what we're interested in.
This the original or the one you had me make up, eh?
Yep. Come on now. How much?
Look, boys, this is too much of a stone to sell around here. Back in San Francisco, maybe.
Oh, never mind that San Francisco business.
I'm just telling you what's what. It'd even be dangerous for me to try to peddle a stone like this in this country. But there's one fellow here in Grass Valley who works for the Magenta Mine. Got a lot of money. I'll see him.
When?
Yeah, go see him now. Back in an hour.
Give me a receipt for that emerald.
All right. And if I shouldn't happen to be here when you get back, the emerald will be right in this desk drawer. There's a false compartment in the back. Just push the bottom, like this.
Yeah, if you shouldn't happen to be here, huh? Then maybe one of us better go along with you.
No, you don't. I ain't anxious to peddle this emerald, and I told you as much. So if you want to take it back, you sure can have it.
Now, you keep quiet, Moose. Let Jack handle it. We'll be back in an hour, Jack, like you said. There, Senor Walker Pancho.
Up his lunch, John.
What is this, Senor?
Well, Cisco.
It's good to see you again, Senor Walker, and to shake your hand.
Mighty good to see you, too, Cisco.
Oh, this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Yes, Senor. I'm glad to hear a lot about you.
I've heard a lot about you, Pancho. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Gladys.
Come in the house. I'm going to tell you what's on my mind right away, Cisco. After that, we can visit for a while, here they are. Briefly, my financial state is such that I must sell a very valuable emerald. One that was given my grandfather in Mexico by a man whose life he saved, a descendant of the Aztecs.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you must sell an heirloom, senor.
Very too bad, no? Well, it must be done. I sent for your sister to tell me the value of the emerald. You know about such things.
Well, I'll be glad to give you an opinion, senor, but by all means, get other opinions, too.
Well, you're good enough for me, sister. You'd better go over by the window. Yeah. Here's the emerald.
Hey, this one, very pretty.
Let me see now. Hold this up to the light.
Gotta be worth a lot, this one, huh?
Senor Walker, I hate to tell you this, but this stone is made of faith.
What?
There's no doubt about it.
But Cisco, great Scott, let me see that emerald.
You are, senor.
Well, there must be some mistake. This emerald... Wait, this is my emerald. It wasn't chipped like this. It had the fire. This hasn't...
Maybe somebody threw yours and leaves this in you.
Yeah, but who would... Oh, this is terrible.
I believe Pancho is right, Senor Walker. You are positive this is not the stone you had?
Absolutely positive.
Then we will see what we can find out for you. Let us go talk to that hombre you saw a while ago, Pancho. The one who deals in gems.
Here, Herzog, you all right, Moose?
Right, for sure.
I tell you, he is. You understand?
All right. Don't go flying off the handle with me. Squirty, you'll get yourself in trouble. Well, did you sell that emerald, Herzog?
No, that miner I meant to see is taking a few days off. Went to Marysville.
Where's the emerald, Jack?
Right in that drawer where I said it would be. Now, if you two would let me take that stone to San Francisco...
Nothing doing.
Now, wait a minute, Moose. No reason why we can't go to San Francisco with Jack, is there?
Well, maybe not, but
hey,
I...
Hey, get out in the back room, both of you.
What's the idea?
See those two hombres up the street riding this way? The big one's the Cisco Kid.
Now that's who he is, huh?
I've heard plenty about that hombre.
I don't know what he's doing around here, but let's not take any chances. Get out of sight, you two.
Come on, Jim.
Maybe this will be my chance to get even. If I could gun down that Cisco Kid, it sure would give me a reputation.
Cisco?
Yeah?
The storekeeper tells us that you, hombre, he got a office in that little building over there.
Yeah.
Also, that his name is Jack Herzog.
I should have remembered that, Pancho. Whatever, who is
it? Who?
He has this office as a private assayer.
Uh-huh.
I suspect he is also selling fake jewelry on the side.
Fake jewelry on the side?
See?
He steal that emerald, no?
Well, I did not say that, Pancho.
No?
But if the emerald was stolen, Jack Herzog may know something about it. Mm. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Now you let me do the talking, and do not be surprised at anything that I may say.
I'd be surprised.
What is this, Senor Herzog?
What can I do for you, Mr. Stone?
Well, I might want to buy a jewel, Herzog. Have you any on hand?
What kind of a jewel?
Perhaps an emerald.
Oh. I hate to disappoint you, Cisco, but I don't deal in emeralds.
Well, do you happen to know who does?
What are you trying to get at?
Well, just what I asked you.
Who have you been talking to?
Are you going to answer my question?
Yeah, I'll answer it. I don't know anybody who deals in emeralds. Now get out of here. I'm busy.
On the contrary, we'll take our time about leaving. I have more questions to ask you, Herzog, and
Cisco. The door, it's too open.
Get your hands up, Cisco. Quick, you fool, Jim. Get them up or I'll drill you. By thunder, I got a mind to drill you anyway.
Careful.
Down on the floor, Pancho.
Down on the floor, see?
Like many another wild youngster, Dibley Stalls tried to get himself a reputation by gunning down Cisco. In just a moment, we'll return to A Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Emerald of the Aztecs. Called to Grass Valley by his friend Crane Walker to investigate the theft of Walker's priceless Aztec emerald, Cisco and Pancho went to the office of one Jack Herzog, whom Cisco knew to be a shady dealer in jewels. As he started to question Herzog, the door to the back room opened, and the emerald thief, hot-headed young Dibley Stalls, appeared and fired two shots at our friends. Now,
you crazy young fool, put down that gun.
This time I'll get you, Cisco. You get in the name of that. Hey, I promise you. The Nazis are behind you. I tell you, Cisco. Oh, that's a stop. Now I'll get the fat one, yeah?
You're not getting the fat one, Babilo. Why'd you give me what Cisco gave me?
Reckon that takes care of Cisco Kid and his partner for some little time, Herzog.
Yeah, I reckon it does. Better pour some water out of this pitcher out of Deb.
Yeah, Cisco Kid, knock him halfway across this room.
Hey, easy there.
Yeah, all right, Deb. Here, I'll help you up.
Yeah. That blasted Cisco, somebody hand me a gun, I'll kill him.
You sit down in this chair and shut up. All right, what do we do with Cisco and his partner, Herzog?
There's a trap door and a cellar hole under this building. That's something down there.
Better tie him up, huh?
There's not time. If anybody over at the sheriff's office heard the shooting, they'll be over here quick. Better get them two down there in a hurry.
All right, open up the trap door. I'll drop them down in there. Now the fat one.
Sure are powerful moves, picking them up like that.
I reckon I'm able to take care of myself.
Yeah, I sure feel as if I've been hit by something.
You're right, kid. You was hit.
I ain't got time to worry about that. Why did Cisco start asking you about emeralds, Jack?
How do I know? Sounds to me as if he knew about that emerald of yours.
And where it came from, yeah. It's just my idea, too. Which means Crane Walker must have told him.
Hey. Then if Cisco don't show up, Walker will tell the sheriff.
And we may all be arrested.
We ain't gonna give Walker a chance to tell nobody, Moose.
Huh? What do you mean?
Come, Doc, we're gonna kill him. Come on, let's go.
Pancho.
Bandit just
wakes
up this minute.
Yes. My head doesn't feel so good either, Chico. The bandito shut us down from behind.
Bandit, remember now. The Coyote.
Not too loud, amigo.
Very happy, too.
I think they're down in some sort of a cellar.
Pancho,
perhaps he's the officer of his abdomen. Ah, there's a beam of light.
I think it was just that,
Much better. I'll follow and see where the light comes from. Ain't too late to get out from here, Cisco.
We'll get out as possible, Cisco. There's an opening in the ground. That's where this stone foundation ends.
Did we get out, no?
I think I can dig away enough earth of my knife so we can get
Look around up there, Cisco.
Pancho, quick. Why did you before? We want him to think we're still unconscious if he looks down here.
Please, Cisco.
What's going on down in there? Hey! I could have sworn I heard a moving around. Guess I must have been mistaken.
Yeah, now we'll try to get out of here, Pancho. At least I wonder if
we
didn't tie our hands.
You took our knives,
yes. You did that, Pancho. I'll get over here.
Yes, it's close to you, Cisco.
Well, it built this place, but either lazy or ran out of rocks for its formation.
You're lucky.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. I think I can pull away that big slab of earth.
It's my hand. I hope that
hurts that combination. That is what it is. That's easy, didn't I? Right now, Pancho. Crawl out through that hole.
Easy, Cisco. Now, I will come out.
Yeah.
Can
you
watch our horses now?
Not until we have talked to Herzog. Follow me, amigo, and make no move.
Something I found here. We'll need more than just talk with that English.
Keep down, so he will not see us out the window.
Bend over.
Well, if the door is not locked.
Hey, what the?
We will now continue. Only.
Where we left.
Oh!
Easy. Cut it out.
I will take those guns of yours.
Here are guns of belts. Just go over in the corner.
Wait now, Pancho. I did not see them. But I will take these guns of his just the same.
How in places do you want me to get out of there?
Never mind. Answer me this. What is that emerald that was stolen from Senor Walker?
I don't know a thing about it.
Maybe you are lying. However, right now, that is not the important thing. Where are the two hombres who are here with you?
The hombre and the one who threw Happy on the trigger.
Suppose you find that out, sister.
I'm not going to fool with you. Tell me this minute, or you and I are going to fight it out with our fists.
No. No, I ain't fighting with
you. Quick, tell me. Be sure you tell the truth.
You can know. They went to Walker's ranch.
What for?
Well, I tell you. Reckon they had it in for Walker.
Watch him. Tie these hombres tightly. Then we will leave him out in the back room and lock this place up.
Yes, it will.
Hurry. We must get out to Senor Walker's rancho just as soon as we can.
So you reckon we'd better go to San Francisco with Herzog, eh, Dick?
Yep. After we attend to a couple bits of business here in Grass Valley.
What about that Cisco kid, Miss Pardon?
I'll tend to Cisco later on. After we take care of Walker. Yeah. Walker's here at the ranch. Wagon's back.
Ooh. Hold it, baby. Hold it.
Come on.
All right. I'm with you. Hello, Walker.
Don't you usually knock before you open that door, Dib?
I used to.
Also, it seems to me you can pick out a better companion than Moose Sexton.
All right, Walker, that'll be enough out of you.
Have a chair, Moose.
Thanks. Don't mind if I do, dear.
What does this mean, Dibbling?
It means we come in here to talk to you, Walker. Was that Cisco kid here at the ranch?
Yes, Cisco was here, and... Say, do you know anything about that emerald of mine?
Why should I know anything about it?
Because you were about the only one around here. I showed the emerald, too. You knew where it kept it. Why, you young...
That'll be enough of that, Walker.
You stole it.
Let's say I just kind of bought it.
You didn't mean to tell him that, Jib.
Now, what's the harm? You ain't going to tell anybody about it.
Just you wait till Cisco gets back here.
Cisco ain't coming back.
Well, if you think you're going to keep me here,
you're wrong. Now, no, you don't. Stop
him. That's just what I aim to do. You're staying right here in this room, Walker. And this here pot, Cisco.
Nice work, Moose. Come dark, we'll take him out of here, finish him off, and drop him down one of them old abandoned mines there.
And then go after Cisco, huh?
That's right, Moose. And then go after Cisco. Nearly dark now, Cisco.
See, but we can still see for some distance.
Yes, yeah, in the rivers around you.
Let's stop here for the moment, Cisco. Look, Pancho. There are two horses by the corral.
They were saddled, too.
Hey, those banditos are their tranchas.
You go after them, Cisco?
See? Si. Come for it, amigo.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear our horses.
Quick, Chico, wait, wait, wait. Somebody come out of the ranch house.
Yeah, you are right, Chico. There's the two banditos.
Carrying somebody, no?
They are carrying Sayer Walker.
Sayer Walker?
He's those bushwalkers that killed him.
Poncho.
I will try to knock the young one from his horse.
And then Poncho, keep him covered with the gun.
Bueno. Now I'll go after the big bandito.
Poncho, ha!
Go, go, go!
Take here, Chico. It's not Sayer Walker.
Open fire on the goose.
Fire! Fire back at them, Poncho. Be careful not to hit them.
Yes, Chico. Hey, that bullet came close. I'm getting out of here.
Yes,
it's the Cisco kid there.
Poncho, ha!
Go, go!
All right,
stay away from me, Cisco, or I'll kill you.
You're not
big, hombre. I'll have
the arrow into them. Yep, yeah. His
long
pass. Hey, oh,
you.
I heard his ear
in
a cut.
Of
your
soul. Good
luck. All right, get up and fight some more.
Yeah.
Come on, just
what I'm going to do.
That was a lucky punch.
Call it what you like, Pancho.
He went hunt.
They went again.
Pancho.
Easy, sir.
Can you walk it all right?
Easy, sir. Bandito
and
Bandito
and
Bandito.
Bandito
and
Bandito.
He
had
hurt.
Very, very mad. Yeah, bueno. All right, you Bandito. Get to your feet. Now start walking back to the ranch house. We are going to have a little talk about where that emerald is. And then you and that would-be fire eater are going to jail.
Pancho, those bandidos not steal no more emeralds.
Not for a long, long time anyway, amigo.
Not unless they steal the emeralds in the jail.
Chico.
Yeah. It's best of all, Senor Walker, and give the emeralds back again.
Well, best of all, Pancho, Senor Walker was not hurt.
Yes, yes, that's the best, that's the best.
I understand that Senor Walker is now on a hunting trip with his friend, the English sportsman, Lord Dunfing.
Lord Dunfing, the wonderful sportsman, too.
Oh, gee. You guided for him a long time ago, Pancho, did you not?
Yeah, Pancho guided for him. And on that trip, the biggest mosquitoes Pancho ever seen.
Oh, is that so, Chico?
That one, Pancho find out how big a sportsman Lord Dunfing was.
Well, what has his sportsmanship to do with the big mosquitoes, Pancho?
Lord Dunfing so big a sportsman, he not put screens on the compost to keep the mosquitoes out.
He did not put screens on the compost?
Not put screens on. He said, that's not sporting.
Then what did he do about the mosquitoes?
He set mouse traps for them.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, you go!
Another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Vassar, Poncho by Harry Lang.